Hello guys, my name is Emily. I'm currently with Noah Hildebrand. He is currently works at a publishing company, right?
I do.
So we're gonna give him a quick scenario and we're gonna go on with some questions. Alright. So about 3 months ago you got hired to this company as a sales enablement manager. You were given a description of your responsibilities and as well given some training. Though when it came down to working, you were told to call different districts in Colorado and get the person who is in charge of literature to look over the company reading program that will help the students and eventually be a resource for the district.
Mm-hmm.
Every day you're making the most calls you can, leaving voicemails and emails, though weeks after you were told that you're being dropped from your position because you did not meet quotation mark the standards of the managing position and the calls were not as effective, dropping you down to be a sales enablement representative, which was what they had you doing from the start and not SEM responsibilities. Okay. When you received the information that you're no longer in the position, you were promised due to not meeting your standards, do you feel as you would act critically argumentative because you believe that they were mistaken or out of plain frustration, even though you knew you did not meet those standards?
I would say it was a little bit of a mix. There were frustrations because I would ask for the responsibilities from the beginning and they were never really shared. And the plan that was said to be mine and changed at the beginning was never shared as well. So it took them a couple months to give me my real position and plans. So yeah, I'd say it was a mix of both because I could have gone harder, I could have done better, but there was things preventing that.
If you were in the opposite position and you were told that you need to drop someone, do you feel that they should be held responsible for the acts that the company told them to do, or does it come down to the company reflecting on themselves and not the person, as in not all bad should be punished, but that they could be replaced instead of punishment?
So if the company had owned up and just was honest from the beginning, things would be different. I would have worked harder, stayed working harder. The love for the company wouldn't have faded. If the honesty was there for that, then it would be, we'd be good to go. There wouldn't be any issues.
But then if you were the company and doing it on somebody else?
If I was the company and I had to drive somebody, I would look at, of course, the numbers, but I would look at why the numbers were that way. So if it was my own fault and I was the higher up in the company, I would do something else about it. I wouldn't put it on the person not doing well because the company didn't provide any proper training or the correct assignment.
So instead of punishing, it would be more correction.
I would call it a correction just because it's on both sides, not just one.
Yes, true. All right. Could you explain how your meaning of life could possibly be altered in receiving that message now, or if you were told a year later into your position? And would have it made a difference because the investment into the job was short?
If they would have told me from the beginning, like week one or two, I would have understood and had more of an understanding. But since they didn't provide any assistance or training and then are using my early on performances as the crutch to put me down to the position, no. And if they would have waited a whole year and such, like you asked, to tell me that, I think there would have been a lot more problems, a lot more frustration, maybe even more bluntness or the anger part, just because it took them that long, but they've had the plan the whole time. Why not communicate it?
But did that ever...
That's what causes people to leave, and that's why I've left other companies.
What do you think, because of that, does it in any way change your meaning of life?
Does it change my actual meaning of life?
Yeah.
I mean, my personal meaning of life is to help people. So as long as I can continue doing that, no. But in regards to my job duties and trying to help people that way with my meaning of life, yeah, it does change.
Alrighty. So, there is a belief that there is a higher us like God. So if there's an existence that you believe in that there is higher than us, such as a God, in his eyes, would it make you less of a person for being upset at the situation that he had set up for you, or is there a doubt that followed you? Like, so pretty much saying, like, okay, you always say that, people say that, oh, this, like,
everything God, happens for a reason.
For a reason, or, like, God planned this out,
so would you be upset? God, there's such thing as free will. So God doesn't decide every single decision or action that is created. He sets up certain scenarios and lets people use their free will. So, I wouldn't say he's necessarily upset, or he would look down, or they, or whatever you construct your God to be, because everybody has their own vision. There would be understanding, but there is also the point where I should be more forgiving and understanding. I just wish for the communication aspect, and God, Jesus, whoever, communicates that to his people. So if we're going to reflect that in a job sense, they should communicate that with their people.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So having the position that you had at the beginning in the position now, does the reality of the different titles have a difference, even though your responsibilities ended up being the same? So pretty much saying, like, yeah.
There is a difference between positions, yes.
Oh, yeah, but you were still doing the same as you were if you were weren't one. So does a title difference make you feel any?
Yes, because they demoted me 4 months into it, or a few months into it, instead of being honest from the beginning. So having a lower title, if the communication was there and we talked about it, it's different. I would have accepted the demotion more instead of, oh, yeah, we dropped your position the second day.
Mm-hmm.
We're months in. What do you mean? You know? And they couldn't answer that when I asked. And in regard to having the different titles but the same responsibilities, technically, there is still a difference, just because I was supposed to be manager. So I felt like I should have more responsibilities, which took my focus away from the SDR responsibilities. But now that I'm SDR, I'm more focused on what are they going to do next, instead of the full job responsibilities.
So what if you weren't given a title at all? Would it have made a difference?
I mean, they'd have to. But if they just said, hey, we want you to work on this, you're keeping the title, it's different. But they went out on a demotion.
So it makes that real when they drop down the title.
It's more personal because they went out of their way to do it, not tell me.
Mm-hmm. So you're the only one that knows if you're really doing what you're supposed to do, but does that truth become a lie when you're jeopardizing your position?
I'm the only one that knows what I'm supposed to do, but does that truth become a lie when what?
Become a lie when you're jeopardizing your position.
I don't... So in regards to the truth becoming a lie in the end and such, I could see that, but I've been pretty honest with them. I've told them from the beginning I wouldn't be a robot and do this dial after dial after dial after dial, and that's what this position is, and we had an agreement. So no, I wouldn't say the truth became a lie, because the truth stays the truth.
So do you think you being honest can get you your position back?
No. Their mind's already made. They won't listen. Now that I'm in an even lower position than they are, by an extra step, they're not going to listen even more.
So
it's corporate America.
So does the truth weigh heavier than denying it?
Most of the time. It's because people don't want to accept it and deal with it.
And when is it not?
When it's the truth from the beginning.
Yeah. So you are who you are, and they are who they are. But what self-identity do you carry that helps you understand their doings?
So I pretty much don't. Just because I would understand if they would have done it from the beginning and said it from the beginning, but since I had asked periodically and they kept saying I was a manager instead of telling me the real position, it's hard to grasp why they would continue to do that and go out of their way to keep doing that.
Is the freedom you carry outside your job any different from when you're expressing your concerns at work?
Like, yes.
Is there like a restriction that comes in conflict with it?
Can you give an example?
As in like, okay, when you're outside your job, you're expressing like all these like concerns and things, but when you're at your job, you feel like you... So when you're outside your job, you are free to kind of like say what you say because you have no kind of like consequences in a way. So do you feel once you're at your job, you're restricted from that freedom, from expressing
yes.
your concern at work?
Yeah, because anytime I have expressed it, they've told me they'll work on it and help out, and then they do the opposite and never do anything.
So does you so you're saying that your freedom is restricted?
Yes.
But like
they poison the Kool-Aid they give you in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like every company. you drink the lies and then you're too far in, so you can't leave.
So it's corporate
America. Mm-hmm. Any size company.
All right. So does a good life involve failure?
Yes.
And if it does, do you feel that there's a certain time where the failure has reached a peak where you can no longer succeed in your career?
Only if your mindset gets to that point and you don't have the support that's supposed to be there within the company.
So, when you're a SEM, do you believe that you could lead a group of people even when told not to?
Yeah, I could gather people. I've had to call just like interim meetings and stuff real quick just to get everybody's ideas into one and say, hey, I need help with X, Y, and Z. What are y'all's ideas? Let's create something. So, in regards to that, I feel, yeah, I could.
So do people decide what you can rule, or is it yourself?
In regards to the company decides what you can do, for the most part. You could always have a rebellion. That's in everything. That's life. That's company. But as long as there's honesty and togetherness in regards to it, it should be fine.
Have you found yourself thinking that the way America handles things wouldn't have it? You found yourself thinking the way that America handles things would have it been handled differently if your race was different?
In regards to my position?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
So do you feel that you're more privileged than others in that company due to how they responded to the situation?
Definitely not.
So if a female...
They kept it from me for months.
So if a female was in that position, do you think they would have reacted the same?
No, because corporate American men have different approaches because they're scared to talk and don't know how to talk.
But if you're the person who told you was a woman...
I would have done the exact same thing that I did to both of the people, one being a man and one being a woman who told me. In that retrospect, in regards to the higher-ups being a man or a woman or a different race, no, I would have been handled the same. But if I was a different race or a different sex, yeah, I would have.
So what makes you different from everyone else?
Because now the average white male is the target of America.
Why do you say that?
Because the thing of other white people's ancestors is now being brought up hundreds of years later. Well, I mean, racism always has existed. Look at every country. China has white slaves today. Concentration camps for any Christians, so it's all still happening today. But now in America, the white man is the enemy, because there has been privileges, yeah. But there's also been opportunities that haven't been taken. So, to be controversial.
Fair enough. So then can you explain the beauty of change of plans?
The beauty of change of plans is it's always fine to have a different view, different aspect. Different responsibilities, different duties. doing the same thing day after day after day, you become a robot. What's the joy of life if you're doing the exact same thing every day?
So then how do you turn something that is meant to be taken as ugly to a work of art in your career?
Well, that's what I'm going to have to do with this. Yeah, I got a demotion, but if the end goal is still the same, which is helping students learn to read more efficiently, then I need to suck it up and do it.
So is there a point in time that you feel that justice has to be done for regarding the demotion?
Yeah.
And what would that be to you? Even if it wasn't realistic.
No, I'd want my position back and the actual responsibilities that came with it, the actual duties, and then for the company to apologize real, considering it was months and I had begged for my position goals and they said, oh, we'll get it to you, we're working on it. So instead of lying to your people that you say you love and want to take care of, be honest with them and everything else would have been fine.
So would that be morally right for them to do?
To be honest and give me my position in the role I was supposed to have from the beginning? Yeah. That is definitely morally right and in every way right.
But then to them, it's not morally right. So then how would you have to convince them that it's morally right?
I shouldn't
right?
have to convince them. They already admitted that they need to bite the bullet. They admitted that it was their fault. They admitted that they had held it back. But they wouldn't tell me why. So, yeah.
Okay. So do you feel if the company was based on, like, religion, and it was created off a foundation of a creator, would it have been any different the way they perceive what things, like,
went on? No, the company is the company. So the company's views and missions and all that would be the same either way, but it's the people running it. You can't change who's running it. Well, you can, but you can't control what who's running it does or says.
But can you control the way you...
No, I would not change the way I'm acting or reviewing or looking at the situation if the company was different. The previous company I worked for was one of the largest in the world, and they did the same thing. This one is one of the smallest in the nation, and they're doing the same thing. So it does not matter. Corporate America is corporate America, whether it's religious-based, whether it's anything other-based, if it's like it's all the same. It's all a pyramid. If you're not at the top or near the top, you're not going to get listened to. It's a repeating cycle over and over and over again.
So this
is same thing at a church.
So this is reality for America, correct?
But for the world.
For the world, yes. What would not make it reality? What would take it out of that?
There's nothing that could take it out of reality anymore. Everything's already happened.
So what makes it real then?
So like, what makes it real is everything. The way they had said it in the beginning and treated me one way and promised me everything that they didn't give me. Months later down the road, looking at the poor performance I had because I didn't have the training, I didn't have the right role, I didn't have the right responsibility, and then coming back now to the demotion, all of it is real based on my aspects, based on my perception, and based on the emotions that I feel right at the time and still to this day from what they had done. So that makes it real. What makes it real is when you're talking to somebody and you can hear them stutter because they know they lied and got caught. That makes it real, because then you could hear them try to come up with something to rebuttal it or make up for it or try to mend what they had done.
So you said that they promised this. So when somebody breaks a promise...
You lose my trust and my love. Because the love for the company, I love the mission and the statement, but I no longer love working for them. And... It's not companies that kill people or lose people, it's managers. That's why I left.
So it goes all back to, yes, it's corporate America, but it's the people within the people.
That are all the same because they're they're molded to be that type of person in order to continue doing whatever they are that they're doing in their job. But there are more, there's more successful companies based off lies. I'll say it. The majority of the successful companies are degrading, are terrible. Look at Amazon. They treat their people like crap. Yet they're still, to this day, every single person uses it, knowing that all their workers are treated like crap. But what do we do when we need something? Oh, Amazon, it'll be here tomorrow. Right?
Just coming to realize that the way to be successful and the way to be everything is to be a liar. And, like, to be, to create...
To be fake. To create false hopes.
This reality that it's truth, but it's really a lie.
When you are able, when a company starts to get successful and they're able to mold the minds of the people that have been there from the beginning, it's easy to mold the minds of the newbies. But when the newbie can see through it, if they pay attention to themselves and stick true to who they are themselves and not just look at what's going to give me the most money the quickest, you'll see through any facade that a company is putting on. Whether it's a coach, a manager, a supervisor, or a CEO, you will be able to see through any facade. As long as you are willing to be open to the fact that the people you work for are going to lie to you. The people you talk to are going to lie to you. The people you live with are going to lie to you. When you get your mind around that, when a company does it, you are more receptive. Instead of trying to fight for what's right or fight to stay in the company, you go find better. And if you have to leave a job again and again and again because of you not feeling valued, do it.
But it's having to go find more of a facade other places. So would you rather stay at a place that you've already know the facade? Or
there are some places that will not have a facade. But it takes
But effort. Who's one to know that it's
You
not?
Don't until you get there. But just like any successful person in this world, they've had to fail. That is failure. Failure happens. You cannot be successful without failing. You cannot be Usain Bolt without failing. He trained for 10 years to run 13 seconds, or less than 13 seconds. 10 years for 13 seconds, less than that. So,
Thank you for talking with me today and talking about corporate America.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Until next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.